Hey, Cornerstone. Today's Cornerstone Connection comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. We are all imitators. We are imitating people in the way we dress, the way we talk, or even the way we style our hair for those of us who are fortunate enough to have some. I remember walking in my community one time and seeing a group of boys huddled up, and I stopped in my tracks because they all were wearing mullets. They all had styled their hair with mullets. This hairstyle that came from the 80s had re-emerged. And it occurred to me that they were simply imitating one another and imitating the country culture in which they lived. We're all imitators. And as Christians, we are called to imitate Christ. And we are called to imitate those who follow Christ. And that's what we see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verses 4 through 8, we see the church in Thessalonica imitating Jesus and imitating his people. Look with me there, verse 4. Paul says, "For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only is the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere." When Paul and his companions came to Thessalonica in Acts 17, they spent 3 weeks there. They shared their lives with these people. They loved on these people, and they proclaimed the gospel to them, such that a number of people came to faith in Jesus Christ. They turned from their idols, they turned from imitating the world and the culture around them, and they trusted in Jesus and began to imitate him. This completely changed them, such that they became like Jesus, proclaiming the gospel and suffering for the gospel. They became like Paul, as he was a gospel proclaimer and willing to suffer for the message of the gospel. And so they received the word in power, in the Holy Spirit, in full conviction, and they even suffered for the gospel. If you want to read about that, you can read Acts 17. Read about what happened to Jason because he had believed in Jesus. And a number of others suffered for the Lord as well. You see, they began to pattern their lives after Jesus and Paul and his companions, and they became an example worth imitating. We see this in verse 7. It says there, "You became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." You see, church, we are called to not only proclaim the gospel, but live our lives in such a way that our lives are worth imitating. To call other believers to follow us as we follow Jesus. That's what happened to this church. They became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. And I want you to know just the scope of that example. That wasn't just they became an example to a town or a village here or there. They became an example to a whole region, which we know as modern day Greece. You see, if you've believed upon Jesus, then you are to become a person. We are to become a people worth imitating. And we are called to advance the gospel in our community and in our world. You see, when we believe in Jesus and imitate Jesus, something happens. The gospel goes forth farther than we could ever imagine. And that's what happened here in this church. It says the word of the Lord sounded forth from them. Or verse 8, if you're using NIV, says that it rang out from them. The literal Greek word there means reverberated. The gospel, when proclaimed, just as Paul proclaimed it, and when it's received, just as the Thessalonians received it in power and conviction in the Holy Spirit, is then passed on by the people that it goes to. It's proclaimed, it's reverberated, and it impacts more people than you can ever imagine. Church, the gospel is not supposed to be confined to these walls in our church. The gospel should not be confined to your home. The gospel is to go forth into our communities, in our world, such that we become an example to other churches and other believers, such that the gospel goes forth to non-believers and transforms their lives too. And so you and I are to imitate Christ. We're to imitate his people. We're to proclaim the gospel and live lives that model the gospel to the watching world. And when that happens, lives are changed. The church is activated, and the gospel goes forth powerfully. And so as you receive the gospel, pass it on. As you read God's word, ask yourself, who can I pass this on to? Who can I reverberate this word to? Maybe it's a family member, a friend, a coworker, an unbeliever that God puts in your path. Whoever it is, proclaim the gospel. Model the gospel. Call others to imitate you as you imitate Jesus, and watch God work in and through you for his glory and for the advance of the good news of Jesus Christ.